1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declares a state of emergency for Broward County, which is recovering from some 2 feet of rain that fell yesterday. The rain has forced the shutdown of the Fort Lauderdale Airport, which is expected to open at 9 a.m. tomorrow. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports.
It's coming down. We've been getting soaked for the better part of the last 2 hours. At first, a heavy rain. Now it's lightened up a little bit. But this constant drizzle is doing nothing to help the situation behind us here. That back there in the background, well, that's the main runway for the airport. Here, and the water had started to subside during the day, but now that we're getting more rain, it's not doing so.
A member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard is behind bars accused of leaking sensitive documents related to the war in Ukraine. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
CBS Boston News captured video from above as FBI agents arrested the suspected leaker of Pentagon documents.
We do have stringent guidelines in place for safeguarding classified and sensitive information. This was a deliberate criminal act.
Massachusetts National Guard Airman 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was taken into custody outside his mother's home south of Boston. Federal officers swarmed the home 1 week after the Pentagon first discovered the highly classified documents posted on social media.
Former President Trump was back in New York City answering questions for a second deposition in connection with his company's business practices. He met with lawyers for Attorney General Letitia James, CBS's Major
Garrett. Trump was back in his once-beloved New York for a deposition in a civil case accusing the Trump Organization of business fraud. Sources say Trump did answer questions, unlike his first deposition in August, when he took the Fifth more than 400 times.
I declined to answer the question.
Then and now, he accused New York Attorney General Letitia James of bias.
This is the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country.
A tech consultant is charged with the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee, who was stabbed to death in San Francisco last week. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti with the latest.
San Francisco's police chief says 38-year-old Nima Momeni, who owns a tech company, was arrested in the suburb of Emeryville and booked on one charge of murder. Officers confronted him with bullhorns. Law enforcement did not give details or a motive for the killing, but sources tell the San Francisco publication Mission Local that Momeni and Lee were driving together in a car through downtown San Francisco during the early hours of April 4th when, quote, some manner of confrontation allegedly commenced.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are meetings in Adams County that are happening today, Thursday, April 13th. The Adams County Highway Department will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight for their Highway Committee meeting at the Highway Department, 1342 County Road F in Adams. The City of Adams will hold their Fire District meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. On Friday, April 14th in Portage County, the Land Records Modernization Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss the 2022-24 Land Information Plan update, including the committee reorganization, parcel editing method update, and Next Generation 911 implementation. The prescription drug take-back event for Wood County will be Saturday, April 22nd. Dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 51. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 81. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. ChristopherHahn.com, at ChristopherHahn on Twitter, ChristopherHahnNY on Instagram. Watch me on News Nation, Fox, wherever. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see where I'm going to be. Welcoming back to the show, former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. We love having Senator Boxer on. And Senator, I'm sorry I had to leave a message on your voicemail to get you back on the show. We lost all your contact information for your booker.
Not to worry. It all worked out. No problem.
I felt very awkward. I was like, I'm like 3 weeks ago, I said to my new producer, I go, let's get Barbara Boxer on. And he's like, oh, give me the info. I'll reach out to her aide. And I lost it. I don't know what I did with it.
Well, now you've got it all. And you can always call me and leave a message. That isn't the problem. Seriously.
So I appreciate that. So, Senator, I started the show tonight talking about the courageous trip President Biden took to Kyiv this week. And you've been around, you've witnessed a lot of foreign policy triumphs and mistakes and everything else. I'd really just love to get your feelings on what the president did and how it impacts the rest of the world.
It just shows you that he's got it together. And, you know, everybody says age this and age that, and all that's true. But you cannot make a generalization. I mean, I'm a little bit older than Joe Biden, and I'm pretty perky. And so there are people who are perkier than I am at this age, and there are a lot who are not. And there are people who are just losing it at 65. So you just don't know. So I think it just showed what he said when he said, watch me. And we're watching him and yeah, even seeing the polls go forward. But what I think about what he did is, it reminded me so much of, times before I was even able to understand what was happening, World War II, when, you know, the United States stood for democracy,
yep,
and stood for freedom and helped Britain. And truly, it was brave. And I remember watching him walk down the street with Zelensky, and the air raid sirens went off, and I panicked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth. I have to admit this. I thought, what a contrast to Josh Hawley, senator who gave the salute to the insurrectionists and then ran away from them full speed ahead.
Oh, right. Of course.
Here's our guy in the middle of a war zone, really, just doing what I think he had to do in order to keep NATO together, show how much we care. This is really a fight for freedom. And, you know, having lived a long time right now, I could tell you, you take somebody like Putin and you give him an inch, boy, he'll take a lot more and he won't stop there.
Yeah.
It's either we stand with Ukraine or we, you know, now or we're fighting a NATO fight later. It's really a rough time.
Yeah, a very rough time. And you know, speaking of Josh Hawley, he was one of the first people to criticize Biden for going to Ukraine, which I just, it's beyond me that he would criticize. Why didn't you go to East Palestine, Ohio? You know, I'm sorry, Josh, Missouri is pretty close to East Palestine, Ohio. Have you been there yet, Senator? You know, and it's
what a good point.
Right.
What a good point. And by the way, Joe Biden will be there.
Absolutely.
And his entire team is there. So maybe Senator Hawley doesn't understand that the head of this great nation has to do a lot of things.
Right.
You know, simultaneously. And one thing he doesn't do is run away like a coward like Josh Hawley did.
Right, right. Of course not. I mean, Josh Hawley would have heard those air raid sirens. He would have been, you know, he would have looked like Usain Bolt. He would have gotten out of there so quick.
He would have been in Poland.
Yeah, exactly.
Just run.
You think he would have gotten on a train through a war zone? I am sorry. I just don't think that would have happened.
No. We saw him run away. Here's the point. We don't even have to ponder this. But this is really a fact. We saw Josh Hawley run away from the insurrectionists who he had just saluted and egged on.
Yep.
It's disgusting. And, you know, he thinks we'll forget about it, but we have, you know, the goods. We have the tapes. But getting back to Joe Biden, what we see here is the man who said, "Watch me."
Yep.
And he is rolling out all this great legislation, like the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, all the things that he has done. He's rolling those out, and people are liking it. He's capped insulin for seniors. I mean, this is not a guy who just talks. He talks and he walks.
He walks the walk, without a doubt. What message do you think he was sending, you know, by going to Ukraine, you know, internationally? Like, what do you take from that?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, we have to make sure NATO stays together on this, the European Union stays together on this, that there is no, you know, argument about where this stands from the standpoint of the West and democracy versus autocracy. So, you know, he's doing everything to keep together the alliance that we need, because, you know, again, I'm old enough to have lived through a lot of the aftermath, the Cold War, all the things that happened. But now we have Russia blatantly walking into another country claiming it's their territory.
Yeah.
And that upsets the entire atmosphere that we've had since the end of World War II, the world order. What is right? What is wrong? So he's challenging this. And if it falls apart, there's no end to it. Every autocrat, especially one with nuclear weapons, is going to walk in and try to take over territory, because that's all they care about is power, and that's it, and wealth, and all those other things.
Yeah, I think it's it was a tremendous thing. I think he's also sending a message to China and India. You know, I mean, Russia has been hitting up China particularly for lethal aid, because they are, you know, basically depleting their resources of weapons, and they've been appealing to China for lethal aid. And I think the president going there sends a very strong message to them too.
Not only does that send a strong message, but, you know, Secretary of State Blinken has been quite clear with China to say it would be a disaster for the relationship. But we have such a deep economic relationship. We're adversaries. There's no question we're advocates.
Right.
There's no question they spy. What they did with that spy balloon was outrageous.
Ridiculous.
So, we know all that. But despite that, we do have a financial relationship. And we don't want to see China now become part of this axis of evil, as Leon Panetta called it the other day.
Yeah, I think China's got to make up its mind. Do they want to sell us computers, or they want to send spy balloons over the U.S. and be our...
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with China. Taiwan is what's happened to Hong Kong. So that's a whole other program. But I got to say, this is a moment of great import. And, you know, I was saying to my husband the other day, we talked so much about all this stuff, and I was just saying the irony is that China had a relationship with Ukraine, or has, and they were trading partners and they had a lot of good relations. And at the beginning of this, they were chatting Ukraine with China. And I think China has to understand they could play a role in the eventual settlement.
They could. And they could, and they should, in that regard. I also think that the president is sending a message by, you know, going there that China needs to be careful what they're doing with Taiwan as well.
No question. No question. I mean, these are times that require the best people leading us. And we have Joe Biden leading us and his team. They understand history. They are so calm. They get it. And I'm thrilled. I mean, if you look at what he has done with NATO and how he has kept it together and revived it after the other guy tried to destroy it.
Yeah. I mean,
you can about imagine what would have happened if Trump were president. It gives me the shudders.
Oh, Trump would have went to Russia. He'd be in Moscow on the anniversary of the war. He wouldn't be going to Ukraine and bolstering up NATO. There'd be no more NATO if Trump was. It'd be a disaster. I think we dodged a bullet by getting him out, and let's hope that we keep him out because he's going to definitely try to get back in. All right, Senator, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pay some bills over here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk some more with former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. You listen to you're listening to the Chris Hanchoe, the adequate, the moderate. Anyway, the Chris Hanchoe. Stay where you are.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to...
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, check out the podcast. If you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer, it'll be in the Aggressive Progressive on Tuesday. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm back with Senator Barbara Boxer. Senator, we learned this week that that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has turned over all of the security footage from January 6th to a man who is arguably partially responsible for the riot that took place on January 6th, Tucker Carlson of Fox News, a guy whose show I used to go on regularly. I don't anymore. It truly annoyed me, and I'm sure you have a lot to say about it.
Well, I actually do. This is Tucker Carlson, who said, and I'm quoting, the 9/11 insurrection, he said, was a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards. In other words, it was nothing. Meanwhile, people die. Meanwhile, people are serving in prison. Meanwhile, he continues to lie. So the first thing is, I don't even understand how Kevin McCarthy could do such a thing as the Speaker of the House, give this all this footage to this one particular outlet, knowing their point of view on this.
Yep.
As we know, it was no big deal. But if I were in the House and I served there for 10 years, I would do more than just talk about it. I would file an ethics complaint against McCarthy because I don't believe he ran any of that footage by the security people, the Capitol Police. He's putting our nation at risk by this. So I would make an ethics complaint. Furthermore, I would absolutely offer an amendment to a pending bill or have a privileged motion, as they call it,
yep,
to cease and desist, to stop this until the Capitol Police and law enforcement takes a look at it and gets rid of some of the footage that shows exactly how people entered and where the entrances failed, et cetera, et cetera. This is a disgrace. This is so anti-American what he is doing.
You know what I don't understand, and maybe you could clarify this to me. I mean, I worked in the Senate, but I don't remember. Doesn't the majority leader of the Senate get a say in any of this? Like, why is it the House Speaker that has control over this?
I think you have to go back to the rules of the committee, because this came out of a committee, and I think since the committee is gone, he probably has a lot of discretion.
Got it.
I don't know that. And it's not right. But that's why I'm assuming he knows that he could do it legally. But morally and in terms of protecting our capital and the people within it and the people of our country, this is a disgrace. And I only hope that the American people say, you know, what is he doing?
What do you think his goal is here? Like, what is this? What's the point? Like, why give it to this guy? I mean, by the way, he didn't just give it to Fox. He gave it to Tucker. Like, why?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking what Tucker will do is cut and paste.
Of course.
And show, oh, these guys were get great. Look at them having a cup of coffee. Look at this woman. She was there. She was 66. She wouldn't do anything. So they're going to try and undo everything the committee did using this footage and pasting it together. You know, it reminds me, I once got asked by Fox to do an interview at a time when they were just being terrible to Democrats. And I was really wanted to do it. And I said, with one caveat, and they said, what? I said, I don't want to cut and paste it. I'm happy to do an interview. And that's fine. But you got to commit that if it runs 5 minutes, you run it 5 minutes. If it runs 60 seconds, you run it. Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. That was Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
He said, no, I can't do that. I said, then I'm not giving an interview because I know what you're going to do.
I only did it live. Honestly, I mean, there occasionally I might have pre-taped something, but I did about 2,000 appearances on Fox in my career, and I almost always was live. I mean, they never would have let my Rudy Giuliani interview air if it was taped.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm very glad that they did that, and that's the way they should do it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this cut and paste is a famous way in media, you know that, to destroy somebody's point of view.
I think it's just ridiculous that you would give this to Tucker Carlson, who's, you're exactly right. He is just going to go out there. He's going to select footage that fits the narrative he wants to write, and he'll play that for his very large audience. And then there'll be outrage on the left, and the right will defend Tucker Carlson. We'll all put our jerseys on, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is he lives on another planet, and that is planet make-believe.
Right.
Thing, you know, that we know this from what we've just learned. They'll say anything, several of those so-called reporters, that not reporters, those talking heads, they'll say anything that plays to their base.
Right.
And even when they knew what they were saying was wrong. And I just hope Dominion gets them for the billions.
Yeah.
Because what they did was a disgrace. And they're so used to, you know, slandering public officials, and you can't get sued for that. They thought they could do it with a private company. No, you can't do that to Dominion.
No, I think Dominion's suit
they'll have to pay.
I hope they win. You know, and again, the text messages and emails we saw show that they knew what they were saying was absolutely the wrong thing to say, and that they knew that these lies were just lies. And Tucker Carlson knows what happened on January 6th. They were all texting each other. They know what happened, and they're going to try to pretend that it was nothing. All right, I'm going to take one more break.
The only thing I would say is it's too bad for the people that believe in them.
Yep, I agree that perfectly. All right, I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to come back a little bit more with Senator Boxer. Stay where you are. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Spring turkey season opens on April 19th. The 2023 season will run from April 19th through May 30th. All 7 turkey management zones will be open for hunting. The youth turkey hunt takes place this weekend, April 15th and 16th. Hunters under the age of 12 and kids without a hunter education safety certificate can participate under the mentored hunting program. A qualified adult must accompany them, and they must have a valid spring turkey license, stamp, and harvest authorization. Governor Evers wants to use some of the state's $7 billion surplus to help unpaid home caregivers. His budget would provide $195 million in tax relief to about 240,000 people over 2 years.
People need help, and if it doesn't come from the state government, I'm not sure where it's going to come from.
That's Evers speaking with Civic Media's Empowered Caregivers show. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 51. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 81. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Chris Hahn Show.
right, I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer of California, check it out on the Aggressive Progressive podcast this Tuesday, available wherever you get your podcast. I am at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. That's where you can find me for all things me. Even though I go by Chris Hahn in my media world, Christopher Hahn is my given name. So check me out in those sites. And I am back with the great Senator, former Senator Barbara Boxer from California. So Senator, you know, you've sat through a lot of State of the Unions in your career. And that's why I wanted to get you back on after that State of the Union. I never see anything like it. I've been watching them since I was a little kid, right? I've been sitting in front of the TV watching them like 10 years old. I've never seen anything like it, where it was kind of like being at like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, where people were doing call and response. And I think President Biden handled it brilliantly. And I want your perspective. I mean, how many State of the Unions have you've actually sat in? You've been there as a member of Congress and then a member of the Senate. You know, I'd love your opinion on this.
Well, I sat through 23 State of the Unions, and always commented on them after as a House member or later as a senator. One, I have to say, I stood in the back of the room. I haven't even told anybody this, but it was the middle of the Iraq war, and I just couldn't take it. I was so against that war, and we lost 25% of the dead came from my state. So I stood in the back of the room because I didn't want to be involved in standing up and clapping and sitting down and getting all into that situation, which a lot of the listeners know that's part and parcel of what you do. So just to not make a spectacle of sitting down through stuff, I just went in the back. Other than that, I sat in my chair for 23 of these. This one was one for the books because of a couple of things. The rudeness, the attitude, the aggressiveness to yell out liar, to make faces like on things where you know you're lying.
Yeah.
For example, you know, Senator Lee, Mike Lee from Utah, when the president said Republicans, not all of you, but some of you want to cut Social Security and Medicare, do away with it.
Yeah.
He shook his head like he was so insulted. And guess what we found? We found him saying,
yeah,
to do away with
Social Security. He went on a podcast immediately following the State of the Union to denounce Biden for saying that. And the guy said exactly that. People don't like getting called out for what they actually called for.
He was on tape. What is with these people?
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, the next day, as soon as they called him a liar for saying it, his staff produced all the records to show that several senators had put forward plans to sunset Social Security.
The chairman of the RSCC, it was in his plan.
Exactly. And for those of you who don't know what sunset means, it means you end it. You end the program, and then you have to get it back.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, truly, from my heart and soul, I have nothing to gain, nothing to lose by this. Once you do away with a program like that, you do not get it back.
No, you don't.
Anything resembling the same form, because it would be subject to the filibuster, and then there'd be all kinds of amendments, and it would be privatized and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So you could lose it all in the stock market. Anyhow, I was amazed, but the greatest thing happened. There was Joe, who says, "Watch me."
He says,
"Watch me." And you watch him, and there he is, parrying back and forth with these agitators, these nasty people screaming out.
Yep.
And he is winning the argument and says, "Oh, I hear from your booth, you don't want to cut Social Security and Medicare and destroy it, right?"
Yeah.
And you go, "Yeah." And he says, "Fine. Then that's in the books," he says. "Now we know that you're not going to bring that up anymore." It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was. He played them.
I mean, he looked agile, right? It made him look agile. He's debating these people live on TV. Look, it's impossible to debate the president when he is giving the State of the Union and he's up on the podium and you're down in the crowd. Why even try? But they did, because they're really, honestly, Senator, I mean, I know you won't say this because you're polite, but I think they're a bunch of idiots. And I think that they don't get it. They shouldn't be in Congress, half of these people. And they're there by some accident in some gerrymandered district. And in normal times, they wouldn't be in Congress. But we're living through weird times right now. And
how about George Santos, who made up his entire life? And he is standing next to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all these people.
Yep.
I got to say, it is the House of Representatives. And it is representative of everybody, not everybody.
Yeah.
You should be there. But that's the way it is. And, yeah, I have to say all this stuff about ageism, and look, I get it. I understand. You can make a generalization about people at a certain age, but
yep.
you really don't know how they're going to be. Some people, you know, lose it at 60, and some people have it at 90. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Every time they bring up Biden's age, I always say, okay, that's a given. Let's see what he's done.
Right.
And
right.
Go through it. And he, of course, is 10 million jobs, Chris.
Yeah.
10 million jobs in a couple of years, broke all records. I mean, it's pretty amazing to me.
Considering the hole that was left for him to dig out of, I mean, we're doing quite well. Right. You know, I mean, he left. I mean, he was this country was in a crater when he took over, and he has dug us out of it.
There is no doubt about it, you know, and then people say, well, he's already, you know, he's going to break another record on age. And I thought, well, LeBron James did.
Yeah.
don't tell LeBron James not to try to break a scoring record because he's old.
Yeah, should he stop playing now because he broke the record? I mean, look, the guy can play. Look, it's like Tom Brady. Tom Brady, everybody got on Tom Brady for sticking around. Well, he was still one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Joe Biden, he's got a lot of experience, and there's something to be said for it. And look, and I'm all for generational change. I'm not one of these people, you know, who are against it. But, you know, you don't have to change.
I am for the best people leading us,
yep.
regardless of their age. And most of the time, you're going to have generational change. I left not because I couldn't do the job. I felt I had done it long enough. And, yeah, I wanted to pass the baton,
yep.
as they say, the political baton. And it was a good time to do it in my great state. I had a great bench. And, you know, now we're going to have another seat open, and we have an embarrassment of riches in terms of the people and the quality of people who are running.
Yeah.
But that happens. That happens. But you cannot, when it comes to president, it seems to me, just say, I will never vote for someone who's the oldest president in history.
And by the way, the guy who's going to likely be running against him is only 2 years younger than him. So it's, well, you know.
Very important point. And by the way, he was the oldest president. First, Reagan was the oldest first-term president, then Trump was the oldest first-term president. Nobody says, oh, we can't have Trump. He's the oldest first-term
right.
president. Joe is the oldest first. So, yeah, records are meant to be broken. So let's just put it aside, make it a factor. That's not a problem. Of course it's a factor. But
80's the new 50. You know, what are you going to do? The guy lived well. He's very spry, and he's showing the world right now he can still do the job. And I think that's why his numbers have improved in the last 3 weeks. I mean, I think the State of the Union was the start of it.
Number, right? Yeah.
You know, and I think it's
a number 49.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's doing good, and I think he's going to win if he runs for reelection. But, you know, since you brought up the Senate race in California, what do you see happening there? Do you have a horse in the race, or are you just observing?
Oh, God, I should never have brought it up. Here's the situation. I know, obviously, everybody in the race, but I love two people who are in the race who are just as close to me as family. And one of them is Adam Schiff.
Yep.
And one of them is Barbara Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked to both of them. I told them, oh, my God, it's like choosing between a sister and a son. And I said, you know, I'm going to tell you both when you want me, you know, how I can help you in terms of issues or meeting people. It's a mess for me. Then there's other people running who are good, and I don't know them as well.
Yep.
I talk to them, too. I talk to everybody. So it's kind of a nightmare for me personally, but it's wonderful for the people here because, there was a very interesting article in the L.A. Times that said, if defending democracy is your thing, there's Adam Schiff. If consumer prices are your thing, there's Katie Porter. If civil rights is your thing, there's Barbara Lee.
Yeah.
And I think it's true, but I would also add another dimension. All of them are progressive. They're all
yep.
from the same wing of the party, the progressive wing. So it's going to be, as somebody said, it's going to be a dogfight or something. I think it's going to be exciting. And I was in one of those battles when I ran for the Senate. I had two terrific guys running against me. Or I should say, I was running against them. I was an asterisk in the polls when it started.
Right.
And it was exciting. So I think it's good for democracy.
I do, too. I think when you have, the three you mentioned are three quality candidates. I'm sure there'll be others that'll pop in. Any one of those three would make an excellent senator and an excellent representative of California. I don't know that they'll ever measure up to you. I think you are one of the best senators in the history of the United States Senate, and I truly adore. I adore you for coming on my show and continuing to talk to my audience, and they love it when you're on. I get a lot of emails, bring back Barbara Boxer, bring back Barbara, and we always try our best, and I truly appreciate it. Anything you want to plug before I run out of time?
Well, I just think it's important to watch this president and give him the attention that he deserves. And when he does the right thing, let him know.
Absolutely.
Do a tweet, something like that. Make a phone call. I think he is going to defy. He's going to defy expectations.
So, he has so far, and I don't see why he wouldn't in the future. Senator Boxer, always a pleasure having you. Thanks, and come back again real soon, okay?
Sure.
All right, America, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Show. The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Upper 70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Sunday, with highs in the mid-50s, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of that interview I just did with former Senator Barbara Boxer, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. That interview will be up on Tuesday, wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's on it. Check it out. She's fantastic. I love having her on my show. I love having her on my podcast. I like talking to people with experience. She's got experience. She knows what's going on. You know what I hate? I hate when I turn on cable news and there are people talking about things that they have no experience with. And they're like, you know, they just... young people without any real experience in government talking about how government works. I mean, they know. I mean, they've seen it. But you talk to somebody who's actually lived it, like former aides, former senators, former, you know, other elected officials. It's a whole different perspective, right? They've been participants. So they can do more than report. They can truly analyze what's going on. And look, she knows the players. She knows Joe Biden. She served in the Senate with Joe Biden for 16 years. So she knows what's going on there. And it's very interesting. And I didn't pin her down on California. I don't know who's going to win that. I don't know who's going to win that primary. They've got a lot of people to choose from there. And it'll be an amazing race, to say the least. And California's got a jungle primary, which means everybody runs together in a primary. The top two vote getters, no matter what party, are the two people who run in the general election in November. So it may not even be a Republican on the ballot. California is probably going to stay blue, especially given the fact that these, you know, they've got some great candidates. I would imagine Adam Schiff for sure will make the runoff. And then we'll see who joins him there. And I don't know that means he's going to win, but I think he's probably got the best name recognition statewide because of the work he did on the, with the impeachment January 6th and everything else. I think he's had the most TV time. I mean, Katie Porter's obviously got a name. Barbara Lee, though, I mean, has been around a long time. So I think, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches in California. And I think every state should have as many good people to choose from. To be U.S. senators. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. final thought on this Tucker Carlson getting the the January 6th security tapes. I mean, it's like giving Osama bin Laden the security tapes from 9/11, in my opinion. Maybe not as bad. But this is a guy who revved people up about the election, knowing it was false, right? We're seeing in the Dominion lawsuits that Tucker Carlson knew it was false. He knew that he was spreading misinformation. And it was that misinformation that ginned people up, that got them out on January 6th. They were all worked up by Tucker and others like Tucker. And then they show up at the U.S. Capitol with the intent to burn it to the ground. And Kevin McCarthy thinks it's a good idea that that guy has control of the tapes. And you know why? Because Kevin McCarthy doesn't care about America. He doesn't care about justice. He doesn't care about people being held accountable. He cares about his own political future. And he knows he's going to have a very difficult time in 2024 holding on to the House of Representatives. In fact, I think he's going to lose it just here in New York. And he's got to do something to try to turn the tide in his favor. And what else could he do at this point? What else could he do at this point? But try to make this happen this way. But to try to, get the team of producers at the Tucker Carlson program to put this together in a way that makes it look like it's not so bad. I just want to remind Kevin McCarthy, we all saw what happened. We all saw it with our own eyes. The footage still exists in the public domain of these people beating Capitol police officers, peeing on the walls of the Capitol, defecating in the halls of the Capitol, rioting, trampling their own. We all saw what Trump said about being there with you. We've seen it. We heard Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. We're not going to forget it. So Tucker Carlson, have at it. You try to cut and paste what you're doing, to make it look like it wasn't so bad. We know it was bad. We also know who's responsible for it, and so does Kevin McCarthy. And that's what makes him such a weak human being, undeserving of the title of Speaker of the House. All right. I'm going to wrap it up with that, because I think we've all had enough for one night. And I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid and work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.